1 Kings 18 and verse 21. Elijah has confronted the people. "How long are you going to stay dithering?" he's called. He challenges them. He faces them down. He faces them with the truth. If the Lord is God, then follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. Now, I've just spoken on that in the previous discourse. Let me remind you, this man is a distinguishing preacher. He distinguishes between God and the false gods, Baal and Asherah. He's a divisive preacher. He's calling the people to decide. He's dividing them, those who are for God and those who are for Baal. As I say, decisive. This is decision time. He's an urgent preacher. It's now. He's a pressing now preacher. Now, decide now. Stop sitting on the fence. He's an exposing preacher. He's going to expose the inadequacy, the hopelessness, the degradation of Baal. He's a practical preacher. If God is God, follow him. Follow. Don't just talk about it. If Baal is God, then follow him. Don't just talk about it. He's a God-honoring preacher. So this man is no fudge here, no compromise. He's not one of these inclusive preachers. You know, we're all in it together, us in the third person, us and we. He's not a bland, abstract preacher. He's not a lecturer. He's calling for decision. He's facing the people and making them face the truth. If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. Let's stop dithering here. Now, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we need such preachers today. Desperately. Desperately. There's so much inclusivism, so much lecturing, so much bland third-person talk, so much abstract theory. We want direct, blunt, decisive, divisive, distinguishing preaching. God grant it to us. God grant us such preachers. And now we get the response. Here is this great preacher. Here is this powerful preacher. Here is this fervent preacher. And the response is, and the people said nothing. Or as my version has it, but the people said nothing. A deafening silence. A deafening silence. Were they convicted? Were they ashamed? Were they afraid? Were they anxious? Were they wondering, what next? They were silent. Do you know, as a preacher, one of the hardest things I have found is to get the unbeliever to shut up and listen. I put it bluntly, to be silent and listen. Romans 3:19, that every mouth may be stopped. To try to get sinners to be silent and to listen to God and to stop making their excuses. What do I mean? You talk to any unbeliever and it's not long before they're saying, yes, saying, well, I like to think. Do you like to think? Or, I do my best. Oh, you do your best. Well, you don't. But what is that best? Well, the church is full of hypocrites. Well, maybe it is. I'm as good as anybody else. I'm as good as you. Well, so you might be. Who's talking about being good? The Bible's been disproved, has it? I've been here, and I've done that, and I've had this experience. The Bible is full of errors, and all kinds of things like this. Excuses, explanations, so-called, evasions, getting around the issue. If only they would stop and listen. We want a dose of Acts 16. What do you mean? 29 to 31. What do you mean? The Philippian jailer, a toughened, hard nut. He's been responsible for dealing out punishment to Paul and Silas. But now something has happened in his life And he's silent for once. He doesn't know what. He's scratching his head. He's in perplexity. In fact, he's so desperately anxious that he's nearly contemplation, in contemplation of taking his own life. What must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved? Oh, that we might hear that instead of all these excuses. But here the people say nothing. My friend, what is your verdict with the gospel? You see, saying nothing is a verdict. I'll say that again. If you're not on the Lord's side, you're against him. If you're not openly for Christ, you're against him. The people said nothing. What? Can they say the Lord, he is God, and Baal is rubbish, and will have nothing more to do with him and it? They will come to it. But, oh, my friend, here is their heart. They're indecisive, and being indecisive means they're anti-God. They're for Baal. But Elijah has not finished because God is not finished. Well, that's what I want to say today. Oh, that the world might be silent in the right way, not making excuses. Oh, that they would be vocal in the right way, crying out for Christ. What must I do? What? How can I be saved? What is the way of salvation? And the answer is clear. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. So, the people said nothing. I wonder if they were convicted. I think myself, in heart, they are still Baal people. And they're still on the side of Baal. But may God arise. And through even this little discourse, may he convict many. Cowper said in his hymn, Lord, descend and make 1,000 hearts your own. Oh, that God would awaken many to see their sin, have no excuse, but to cry out to God for mercy. And I assure you, my friend, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So call now. That's what I want to hear you doing. Lord, save me. That would be a wonderful thing to hear. May God bless this discourse to this end. For Christ's sake. Amen.